We'll now call up Senate File 2193 with the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum. You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate, Senate File 2193 received considerable subcommittee work to try and strike a meaningful balance, but not a burdensome balance, in establishing a notice process between employers and employees on employment agreements. Currently, employers do not have to inform their employees about terms and policies of employment, such as sick leave, vacation pay, and other matters in an employment agreement, unless the employee requests that information in writing. Then the employer, of course, needs to provide that information either by posting it in a place where employee notices are routinely posted, or in writing to each employee. Now, this is a problem that came to us, and the reason why this bill is before us. There are some employees in this state who were not aware that they needed to give the employer a 4-week notice in order to get vacation time and have it paid for. They gave a 2-week notice, and they were notified that they could, of course, take that vacation time, but it would be unpaid. There have been employees who have gone to the hospital with their children only to find out when they got there that the terms of the health insurance policy had changed and the deductibles had been increased unknowingly to the employee. So this is what the bill does. The bill strikes a paragraph that requires the employee to request that information from the employer. And instead we do this, starting July 1 of this year, employers must notify new employees within the first week of employment information on vacation pay, sick leave, severance pay, and other comparable matters of an employment agreement. In addition, employers need to notify existing employees in writing or by electronic means any changes in their benefits or that employment agreement. Basically, we are trying to strike a balance of mutual respect between employer and employee and make sure all parties are fully informed of the policies and conditions of an employment agreement. With that, Mr. President, if there are no questions, I would move the adoption of Senate File 2193.
The chair would recognize the senator from Des Moines, Senator Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Yoakum, will you yield?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Senator Yoakum, does this bill ask anything new of employees in the way of benefits?
No, it does not.
Does it require anything at all of an employer other than just to tell the employees what the employer's always offered to them?
That's correct.
Why do we have to have a bill?
Because some aren't doing it.
What?
Because some employees are currently not doing that. Senator Shane John had a constituent that came to him that had a specific issue where they were not notified of the policies or conditions of that employment agreement. I know that I have had a couple legislators who have actually said they had worked at places previously and were not aware of requirements in order to get paid vacation time and were denied paid vacation time. They could take the time off, but they weren't getting paid for it.
Is there any reason in your mind why employers would want to hide this
information? You're absolutely right, Senator. There is no common sense reason why this isn't happening without us putting this in law, but it is happening, and I think it just reflects how we value workers. We also respect that employers also are trying their best, and most do this, but there are some who are not.
Thank you, Senator.
And so we're just trying to make sure everyone's doing it.
Thank you. Mr. President, I just take, a lot of times people say here in the legislature that we make laws and do things that are unnecessary. It seems to me that in this case, business certainly dropped the ball if they have to be told by this body to let their employees know what they offer their employees. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chair would recognize the senator from Lucas, Senator McKinley.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. President. Senator Yoakum, would you yield, please?
Yes, Senator.
What size employer does this apply to?
It would be any employer. The current code under this section doesn't make reference to any particular size either.
Would it, like somebody who has a truck farm or somebody who has an orchard, a farmer, say, if he employs a person, one person, it would apply to that farmer?
Under the current code, it does say a person engaged in agriculture as an owner, operator, tenant operator, spouse or relatives who reside on premises. For the purposes of this chapter, the persons engaged in agriculture are not employees. So
it wouldn't apply to...
Not necessarily. Depends on how their stature within the current definition. We're not changing any definitions in this code chapter.
But I'm just trying to understand. We do know an employer who employs one person would be required to comply.
If they have some kind of an employment agreement now, yes, they would need to at least let that employee know, if you're going to take vacation, you need to give me a 4-week notice or whatever it is that they want.
Okay, well, as a former employer, I can tell you with utmost assurance that sometimes employees get it wrong, too.
That could be true.
So the employers that I know, as a matter of fact, are very conscious mm-hmm. of wanting to do right by their employees. And so to characterize this as an employer-only problem, we're really operating on hearsay. There may have been an instance where somebody alleges they didn't receive notice. Maybe they forgot to sign the piece of paper that came across their desk, and then they allege later we weren't noticed. Could that have possibly happened?
Well, under this bill, if you will notice under paragraph number 3, it does say that an employer who provides evidence that such statements are provided as required shall be considered in compliance. So if they sent out an email notice that some employers now do, you can save that email. It shows who all the recipients of that email were. That would be proof that they did notify everyone. All we want to do is make sure that it is handled in a way that everyone is informed. Now, you can lead them to water. You can't make them drink.
But back to my original allegation, an employer who hires one person is required to comply with this.
If they have some kind of employment agreement, yes, they should be letting their employee know what those terms and conditions are.
Would there ever be an employer and an employee relationship where there wasn't an employee agreement, whether it be verbal or not?
There could be, and then I guess they wouldn't fall under this.
My point is, I think there is an implied employment agreement, whether it's verbal or nonverbal. So this would apply to all employer-employee relationships that has one or more employees.
When you were an employer, did you not let your employee or employees know
you can ask me to yield later, but I wanted to get to the bottom of this. So it would apply to any employer.
It would if they have an employment agreement right now.
And if they were out working, picking apples, let's say it's a commercial apple farm, or let's say it's a restaurant where in the fall they serve fall harvest dinners. Where would they send that email if there isn't an office place?
They could send it in writing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Senator Yoakum. And I think Senator Courtney had this summed up. You know, we don't need a law. Employers already do what is required. We know of instances where Farmer Joe hires Jimmy to come out and work for him for 20 hours a week to keep the place going. They don't have a written handbook. It's generally a handshake. I think this is a solution looking for a problem. And any employer worth their salt is already doing this. Not to say that in the past something hasn't been overlooked, but I have yet to be convinced that employers are trying to stick it to employees. So thank you very much.
The chair will recognize the senator from Polk, Senator Zahn.
Thank you, Mr. President. The reason why I ran for the state legislature is because I got sick and tired of all the paperwork I had to do from the beginning of when I bought my hardware store for 18 years later. You cannot believe the paperwork that's been increased on mom and pop operations in the state of Iowa. What in the heck ever happened to common sense? When someone takes a job, I assume they check in to find out what the benefits are. We are just strapping these small businesses with more and more paperwork. There is no doubt about it. There's probably an isolated instance where a business didn't communicate. Well, you know what? I'd look at the employee and say, why didn't you find out what the benefits are? Why didn't you find out what was going on before you took that position? You know, I get sick and tired of businesses getting beat up. The fact of the matter is the employees of a business is the most important asset of a company. And 99% of all employers out there make sure that they take care of their most important asset. I agree with Senator Courtney. I don't think this legislation is needed. I work for a real estate company right now that is a fairly large one, and we do have access. We do have a handbook, and most employers do. But these mom and pop operations, my old hardware store that had a total of 3 employees, did not have time to fill out a handbook or put it online. This is, to me, just more paperwork. You wonder why people don't want to go into business in the state of Iowa. This is a nanny state bill, and I am going to be opposed to this. Thank you.
Well, the chair would recognize the senator from Scott, Senator Hartsuch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Will Senator Yoakum yield, please?
Yes, Senator.
Thank you. I notice in the existing law is that if the commissioner notifies the employer, the employer would have to provide this to their employees. Is that right? And that this bill strikes that portion of the code and replaces it so that all employers, regardless of whether the commissioner has determined whether they need to do this, in other words, all employers are just going to have to provide. Is that right?
We are striking 91A.6, subsection 1, paragraph C. Make available to its employees upon written request a written statement enumerating employment agreements and policies with regard to vacation pay, blah, 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 blah. That's what we're striking. So instead of the employee having to request that information, we're just saying that new hires within the first week of employment will be provided that information. Existing employees will receive information when a change occurs.
Under the explanation here, it says this bill strikes code section 91A.61C, which currently requires certain employers who, after being notified by the commissioner, to provide a copy of employment policies and agreements upon written request of an employee. Is that what this is doing?
It's under that code section.
So right now, the commissioner currently has the ability to require an employer provide this. Is that right?
That's only with those who have a wage claim against them right now that the labor commissioner can do that.
A wage claim? And what is the penalty for non-compliance of an employer with this?
Under the current, this code section under civil penalties, it's 91A.12, an employer who violates the provisions of this chapter or the rules promulgated shall be subject to a civil money penalty of not more than $100 for each violation.
Thank you, Senator Yoakum.
The chair would recognize the senator from Blackhawks, Senator Dotsler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'm kind of struck in awe that my colleagues from the other side of the aisle would get up and even argue something that is so common sense. And I've heard you say over and over that 99% of the employers in Iowa do this already and we shouldn't try to legislate it. Well, I think probably more than 99% of the people in this state don't commit murder either. The problem that we have this before us, the problem is that we've got a few employers who don't play by the rules. And they continue to take advantage of workers. And I'm getting tired of people endlessly saying you're picking on business when we're trying to stand up for working men and women. And this is so common sense, it's ridiculous. One, when you hire somebody, tell them the rules when they get hired. Tell them the hours of work. Tell them what they're going to get paid. Tell them what their benefits are. You don't ever have to do that again unless you change the rules. And we're not even telling you to currently, under current employees, to even send anything out. You don't have to do anything if you're an employer in the state of Iowa unless you change the rules or change the benefits. So why are we even arguing about this? This isn't going to cost businesses anything, really. You know, Senator Zahn, you're talking about putting an employee handbook together. Most small business people can, their handbook's one sheet of paper. Hand it to the person and let them know what they got coming. You know, we're here because they haven't been doing it. You know, we've got a whole list of issues over there in workforce development and the labor division of non-payment of wages. We ran a bill out of here last year when we had employers who didn't even pay their employees. They declared bankruptcy, started a similar company under another name, and did the same thing. Owed the employees, committed bankruptcy a second time just so they could rip employees off. We ain't even talking about that. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we got a simple bill here. It's pretty easy. Tell your employees when you hire them what the rules of the game are. And if you change the rules of the game, let them know that. I can't believe it, Senator Bochum. It can't be any easier than that, can it? So, Mr. President, I hope that all my colleagues will see through this fog and support the bill.
Chair recognizes Senator from Sac, Senator Kettering.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem we have in this state is jobs. We need more jobs and we need more employers. The problem we have here is we have too few employers, and we keep in this body making it more and more difficult to be an employer. Paperwork is absolutely a problem for small providers, proprietorships, partnerships, small service companies. This will make it more difficult for them to hire. I have people in my district who will not become an employer. They could expand their business, but the paperwork, the onus they have of hiring someone, is not worth the effort to them. And we continue to make it more difficult to be an employer. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there further discussion on Senate File 2193? Chair recognizes Senator from Shelby, Senator Butker.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would Senator Yoakum yield to a question?
Senator yield.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. I have a question. I have a daughter-in-law who has a shop, and she has six people that work there under all different arrangements. One lady works there just because she wants to, and she doesn't get paid other than the joy of being there. Another lady likes to take goods from the store. Some other people are paid. She's got some younger folks that are paid less than what the other ones. How would this affect her?
If I were an employer, I would want to make sure that my employees knew what the agreement was for their employment.
That's correct. I mean, they
know. And that's all they have to do. I mean, I would want to protect myself to make sure that myself and the people that are working for me clearly understood
they
vacation
understand.
Time, etc.
Senator, does it all have to be the same?
It does not. If that's the employment agreement between the employer and that employee, then that's what they need to just, we're just saying, put it in a writing or send it out electronically.
Yeah, she's not
but just
big
inform
on
them.
Writing or electronic. It just adds, to me, more paperwork. And where she's, you know, added these jobs to the community. Folks, I think this just more government intrusion. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, return to the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate, Talk about an issue getting blown so out of proportion that it's not even recognizable anymore. This protects the employer as much as it does an employee. It is common sense that you would want your employee to fully understand vacation time, sick leave, severance pay, health insurance benefits if they're being offered, retirement benefits. It is common sense. It protects both parties. Both parties. Now, what I'm hearing here today is whether or not we actually value the workers of this state who we tout as some of the best skilled, the best work ethic in the country. And yet when we say, just tell them what the terms of the employment agreement are, somehow you would swear to God we were going to run every small business in Iowa out of the state. Baloney. It's mutual respect. Mutual respect. And that's it. Values that we all claim, that we believe in. Respecting one another, being honest with one another, making good on the promises we make, and putting those promises in writing. Mr. President, I move the adoption of Senate File 2193, and I do so with great honor and privilege.
The Senator from Dubuque moves that Senate File 2193 be read the last time placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed, say no. The motion prevails. The Secretary will read.
Senate File 2193 by Committee on Labor and Business Relations, a bill for an act requiring employers to provide written information to employees about certain employment policies without written requests from employees and including applicability provisions.
The Senator from Buick moves the reading be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed, say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to? The title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2193 will vote aye. Opposed will vote no. The Secretary will receive your votes. Senator Kreiman votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. The Secretary will close the voting system. The Secretary will lock the voting system and record your vote. The Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 28, no, 17. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass the Senate, and the title was agreed to.